Matthew chapter number 5 is where I'm going to read a couple verses from. Matthew chapter number 5. And want to just encourage you with something that Jesus encouraged his disciples with, okay? And I want to tell you something that Jesus told his disciples. And this is something important that you can think about and that you can do this year as you go into school and as you live your lives. Really, this is not just for school, but this is for every day of your life, okay? Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse number 13, he said, "You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewithal shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men." And then he said this in verse 14, he said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick to give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now most of you all are going to have a big week this week. How many of y'all are going to start school this week? How many of y'all have already been to like half a day or something? Have y'all already been? Some of you have? Okay. So this is a big week for you all, right? You're going to be starting school, and going back to school can be an exciting thing. You get to maybe meet new friends. You certainly get to learn new things. Maybe get to join a club. But going back to school can also be a scary thing. I think it can. Maybe you don't know the people that are going to be in your class, or you know, you always got to figure out whether your new teacher is going to be nice or not. That's always a big deal. You got to figure that out. Whether they're going to be like one of them teachers that give you a lot of homework or don't give you a lot of homework, that's going to make a big deal on your school year, right? You hope you get one of those that don't like homework. But this is going to be a big week for you all. And I thought about this. Some of you might be excited and some of you might be a little bit scared and some of you might be a little bit of both. But I have good news for you. I have good news. The good news is this. The good news is that when you go back to school or wherever you go in your life, you are never going alone. You have somebody with you. Do you know who that person is, that one is that you have going with you? It's Jesus. Did you know that? Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, Jesus said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That means that God goes with you everywhere that you go. Isn't that something? In fact, I've got a preacher that calls Jesus his sticky friend. You know why he calls Jesus his sticky friend? Because the Bible says in Proverbs 18:4, it says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. But there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." That means that wherever you go, Jesus sticks with you. Whether you're going to school or whether you're going somewhere else, going to play with your friends in the neighborhood, wherever you go and whatever you do, Jesus is with you. Now, I want you to think about something with me. If Jesus is with you wherever you go, that is an exciting thing, knowing He's with you and that He'll always be with you, right? That's exciting. But that's also a pretty big deal, right? Because Jesus is, well, He's a pretty important person. Think about this with me. If we come into church tonight, and there was a special guest here, okay? And I said, "We've got a special guest with us." And from out of the back comes this special guest. And as he walks through the door, you realize that it's the president, okay? And the president has come to Northside Baptist Church. And he might. Brother Dean said at the camp meeting the other day, he thinks Donald Trump got saved. I'll tell you about it later. But and Brother Sammy Allen agreed with him. But maybe the president come in tonight and he sit on that first row over there. You know what we would all do? We would all be on our very best behavior, right? Because the president would be here and we wouldn't want him to see us acting crazy. But the fact that we've got Jesus with us is more important. It is bigger than even the president being here tonight. Because He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's God's Son. And Jesus said, because He is with you all the time, He is a light inside of you, and that you all should be light also. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes tonight about being a light. I want to talk to you about this thought: let your light shine this year. I want you to let your light shine this year. No matter how old you are or how young you are, you should be a light to everybody you come in contact with. Whether you're Candace, who's the youngest, or you're Mallory, who's the oldest, and everybody in between, okay? We got the oldest on one side, the youngest on one side, everybody in between. You are all to be a light. You are to be a light to those people you come in contact with at school, at your family, everybody you meet. You should be a light to them for Jesus Christ, okay? I want you to think about a couple things. I want you to think about this. I want to talk to y'all about the example of the light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. He said, and you should let your light shine so men can see your good works. Now think about this with me. If it was really dark in here, okay? If it was really dark and I had a flashlight. And I'm sorry, guys, but the only flashlight my wife could find was pink. And so that's the one I got to use, all right? But if it was really dark in here and the only flashlight we had was this one, and I was to turn that flashlight on, okay? And I was to hold it up like this, and the light's coming out of it, and it's really dark. What would you see if I turned this flashlight on? Would you see me, or would you see what this flashlight is pointed at? Which one would you see? What the flashlight's pointed at. That's right. You would see something else. So if I pointed at this pew, you would see the pew, or the pulpit, you would see that, right? You see whatever the light is pointed at. You don't see me. I'm just the one that holds the light, right? Well, that's the way it is for us as being Christians. You see, we are to let our light shine, but not so that everybody can see us, but so that everybody can see Jesus Christ. And so when we go to school, or we are around our family, or we're around our cousins, or we're around our friends in our neighborhood, we have got to be a Christian everywhere that we go, because we've got this light and we are shining it, showing them Jesus Christ. Now, there's two ways we can do that. Do you know what those two ways are? We can do that by what we do and what we say. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. That is what you see and what you do, and then what you say. They may glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's what you say. So when you go to school and you're around other people, you've got to be careful of two things. You've got to be careful of what you do. You know, the truth is that at every age, we face temptations to do things that sometimes aren't right. You know, somebody may be on the playground and they may call somebody else an ugly name. And it may seem like the thing to do for us to say that name too. But that's not letting our light shine, is it? And as you get older, it becomes different things. Somebody may want you to help them cheat on a test, but that's not letting our light shine, is it? And somebody may want us to say those bad words that they say, or listen to those ugly jokes that they like to tell. But that's not letting our light shine, is it? And as we get older, ladies, it becomes even more things. People want us to go places that we shouldn't go and do things that we shouldn't do. And participate in things we shouldn't participate in. And watch things on YouTube we shouldn't watch, and so on and so forth. But that is not letting our light shine. We've got to be careful about what we do, okay? See, when you go to school, you're going to learn. And that's the most important thing, is to learn. But you're also going to make friends. And sometimes friends can be great. Sometimes friends can be kind of not so great, because they try to get us to do things we shouldn't do. And we've got to be careful about what we do, all right? We've also got to be careful about what we say. Did you know that it's okay, no matter what anybody else says, it's okay for you to tell other people that you're a Christian? Amen. That's all right. You can do that. You don't have to be afraid to do that. It's okay for you to pray in the cafeteria before you eat your food. That's okay. You may be the only one at your table that prays, but it's okay for you to do that. You can. You don't have to worry about being embarrassed about everybody else. You know what might happen? If you pray over your food,
Somebody else the next day, they might pray over their food too. Because you let your light shine and they saw Jesus in you. And you don't have to be afraid to tell your friends that you go to church. That's okay. Tell them, I'm a Christian. You can say it. You can let your light shine, all right? You see, we are to be an example to those people that we come in contact with. We're to let our light shine to them, okay? I thought about this, not only the example of the light, but the energy of the light. Think about my flashlight with me, okay? Think about my flashlight. What is it that makes this flashlight put out light? Do you know what it is? What is it, Jackson? It's batteries, right? That's right. So if I take these batteries out, then does my light shine anymore? No, it doesn't, does it? Because these batteries are what give it the energy to let my light shine. Amen. That's what does it. It's the batteries that give it the energy. Oh, I'm going to get you on this one. I bet I'll get you on this one. I've got another kind of light. Ooh, I about broke this one. How many of y'all have ever seen a light like this? Y'all ever seen a light like this? Okay. Now, this is a different kind. This is a lamp, right? What is it that gives this the energy to let its light shine? Can you get that one? What is it, Jackson?
There's like gas or something down in that green thing.
Pretty close. There's a lot of times this is called an oil lamp, right? And so it's oil. That's what Jackson was thinking. There's oil inside of here. And then you light this wick. You see it coming up right there? You light it, and that oil comes up on that wick, and it helps that light to burn and shed its light, okay? So whether it's an oil lamp like this or it's a flashlight like this, there is something that is giving it the power to let its light shine. And did you know that when you go to school and you go wherever you go and you let your light shine, you have to have power to do that? Because without this power that I'm talking about, you are a light without any batteries. And you're a lamp without any oil. And your light can't shine. Do you know what this power is that you've got to have? This power you've got to have to let your light shine is Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us the power to let our light shine so that everybody can see it, okay? Jesus gives us this power by praying. When we pray, He gives us the ability to let our light shine. Did you know that all of you all can pray? All of you can. You can all pray. How many of y'all pray before you go to bed at night? Do any of y'all do that? Do y'all pray before you go to bed at night? Do y'all pray when you eat? Do you do that sometimes? Pray before you eat? That's a good thing to do. You know something I would do when I was in school? If I had a big test, you know what I would do? I would pray. Amen. Oh, God, help me remember this stuff, you know? I'll be honest with you. I don't know if Jesus hears these kind of prayers, but I even prayed, God, let our football team win today. I don't know. I don't know if He hears that, but I would do it. But you can pray. And the more you pray, the more Jesus begins to energize you and you let your light shine. Amen. How many of y'all can read? How many of y'all can read? Okay, most of you can read. I bet if you can't read, you've got a mom or dad or a grandma or a grandpa that'll read to you. Amen. But you know what you can do? The more you read your Bible, the more energy you get.
Amen.
The more you come to church, the more energy you get. And God gives you this energy, and then you can let your light shine to everybody in your school. You see, we are not the power of the light. We just are reflecting the light. Let me tell you something I bet you didn't know. How many of you all have ever been outside at night and you saw the moon shining? You ever seen the moon shining? You've seen that, haven't you? But let me tell you something you maybe didn't know. Did you know that the moon doesn't really produce any light? Did you know that? The moon doesn't produce any light. You know what the moon does? The moon takes the light from the sun and it reflects that light upon the earth. And we get light from the moon because the sun is shining behind it and it is reflecting that light.
Amen.
You know what's God is like the sun, And we are like the moon. And our school is like the earth. And God gives us light. And we are to take that light and reflect it for everybody to see. Okay?
Amen.
So I see the encouragement of the light and the example of the light. Let me show you one more thing and I'll let you go. The energy of the light. I want you to see this last of all, the encouragement. The example, the energy, and the encouragement. Jesus says, men, don't light a candle or a flashlight and hide it under a bushel.
Yes. Amen.
You don't do that, do you? Now think, if this was a really dark room and it was really super dark in here and we had my flashlight and I took this basket and put over it, how silly would that be? What would happen if I was to do that?
It would just go dark.
That's right. We wouldn't have light anymore, would we? You see, we've got to have that light out so everybody can see it, right? It would be silly for me to hide that light. Because we want the light to shine in the darkness.
Amen.
This world's a pretty dark place.
Yeah.
We need some candles. We need some lamps. We need some flashlights.
Amen.
And here's the thing. A lot of times you all think, well, I'm only... How old are you? You're 4? You're 17? It doesn't matter. You're 4, you're 17, you're anywhere in between. You can be a light. You can be a light to somebody. And you can't hide your light. You can't go to school and be afraid to tell everybody that you're a Christian. You can't go play with your friends in the neighborhood and, you know, do the things they do and hide your light. You've got to let it shine. When you're around your family and your cousins and your aunts and your uncles, they need to see your light. You can show them Jesus. In fact, can I tell you, let you in on a little secret? Kids are better at witnessing for Jesus a lot of times than adults are.
Amen.
You know why? Because it's hard for adults to tell you all no. It is. I can go up to somebody and try to give them one of these tracts that our church has, and they might tell me no because I'm old and bald and ugly. But you guys, they're not going to tell you no. They're going to think it's just awesome that you're trying to give them something. Oh, look at her. Look at him. And they're going to take it. You can ask your family to come to church with you. And if I ask them, they might tell me no. But if you ask them, it's going to be hard for them to tell you no. You can be a light. And let me encourage you. Don't cover up your light this year. Don't cover up your light this year. Be a light. Be a light to everybody you come in contact with. No matter where you go, what you do, be a light. And I know what you girls are thinking right now. You're thinking, I'm not going to a public school. I can't be a light. You can let your light shine.
Amen.
You can let your light shine.
Amen.
I see your face in Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat all day long.
That's right.
You can be a light to hundreds of people every day. Every day can be a light. And we let our light shine. And if all of us let our little candles burn and we let our little light shine, it won't be long before a dark world doesn't seem as dark anymore because we're letting our light shine, okay? So can you do that for me this year? And I've got a little something for you so you can help remember what the preacher talked about tonight, all right? Got a little basket for you for letting your light shine. You want to get one of those? Something that'll light up in the dark. You can go home tonight and you can put it on. And you can remember what the preacher said, okay? And you let your light shine. All right, here's what I want to do. All you guys, if y'all will just leave your bags on the pew because they'll be there when you get back. But if all y'all will just come right down here, all these people that have been here behind you tonight, they want to pray for you. They want to pray that you do good in school, and they want to pray that you let your light shine. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get y'all to come, and then all of you all, if you'll just gather in right here behind them.
And let's just pray over them.